Subway on Tiger Boulevard from 12 to 3.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Stop by and see us at Chick-fil-A on Friday. I'll be in a much better mood by then. I'll be chilled out by then. I'll be ready for some college football by then. We're looking forward to that. We're going to have our Tigers for Tatas bands out at Chick-fil-A on Friday. At all of our remotes, if you can't make it to our remotes, this is a great cause. You can go on our website, WCCPFM.com. You can order them there, make your donations there. Those donations are matched by Priority One. We love those folks, Priority One Security. But come by and see us at Chick-fil-A if you can make it out. We've had those wristbands for sale, $5. All proceeds go to Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's All In Foundation, and that's helping those mobile mammography units help save people's lives. And early detection being such a big key with all that, and we'll be a big part of that of our show over at Chick-fil-A of Clemson coming up on Friday, 6 to 9. Two things, Zach, before, just to finish this thing up. And then we'll take some phone calls. We're going to get into it. Then we'll talk some football this hour. James Henderson of PacPride.com, 8:25 this morning. We'll also do our SEC power rankings in football coming up.
SEC.
Right. WNBC. Two things. And one, you're going to buck.
One thing.
The other, you're going to be okay with.
Is it two things, or is it going to turn into three and then maybe four things where you get the old notepad up and you start preaching up there?
I'm standing up.
That's when we needed the cameras in the studio.
Yes.
We got old preacher Mickey up there.
Number one.
Another thing.
I'm going to lead into it with number
one. Oh, suspense, man.
It's about three. People make good points in the text line. They don't want to clean it up.
No, they don't.
The Blue Bloods don't want to clean it up. College basketball don't want to clean it up. It's obvious. They want to keep doing that.
Sure.
And that's going to lead to my second point. Let me say this. I am willing to say right now, I don't think Zion Williamson should play basketball this year at Duke.
Whoa.
I don't know what you got, but you were asking for money. You were asking for homes. You were asking for jobs. Your dad was asking for jobs. Stepdad, whoever it was, were asking for jobs, asking for homes, asking for money. To be honest with you, I think that right there is good enough to me to go, nah, bro, you forfeited your right on this deal. You tried to circumvent our rules. You tried to play the rules for yourself. Where it's an amateur sport. Nah, I'm done with you.
What are you going
to
do with him?
Sit him out.
He's going to sit for a whole year?
He can sit for a whole year and then go to NBA next year. Fine.
He can't sign with an NBA team?
No. No. Well, first of all, yeah, they should let him do it to begin with. Number two. Let me be very, very, very clear about this. I don't think it's too much to ask for a little integrity.
Is that what I'm supposed to buck on?
No, I thought you'd buck on the Zion.
No.
I don't think it's too much to say, to expect integrity. Sports are supposed to teach us some great lessons in life. Not how to cheat. You know, I'm about to have a son, right? One of the great things about a son, I'm going to teach my son about sportsmanship. I'm going to teach my son about hard work, about perseverance. Not what Nick Bosa, just go quit when you do what's best for you stuff. I get a great opportunity to go teach my son all these great life lessons that are going to pay off later in life. And part of it's going to be just about integrity. It's okay for me to say, I'm done with you, man. I can't believe that you don't want integrity. What Mike Krzyzewski is saying when he goes, it's minute, it's a blip on the radar screen, this is not what's really happening. He's sticking his head in the sand, and he's saying that I don't care about integrity in our sport anymore. Is that not true?
That is correct.
Well, I'm done with you then. I'm done with you. If you can't have integrity in your sport, I want nothing to do with you. This is your chance to make a difference and to stop it. And you're going to go, It's minute. It's not really happening out there. It's happening everywhere, dude. You know what's happening. You've been knowing what's happening. You know everything about it. And you choose to say, no, we're not going to do anything about it. Well, don't talk to me anything else about anything. Don't argue with the referee from now on. You forfeit your right to talk about something, a judgment in that, because you don't have any integrity. What you do, or your whole program is not based upon integrity. You're a fraud is what you are. This whole thing's a sham. Do not for 1 second, do not send me one thing about Duke education. Because you're going for 1 year to play basketball. Dude, you're not getting any kind of Duke. You're not even talking about Duke education.
It's the brotherhood.
It's a fraud is what it is. An absolute fraud. So, I don't think I'm wrong for asking for a little integrity in your sport. Am I?
No.
Am I being... You know, some people can say, well, I don't like the Alaska pipeline, or I don't like the Canadian pipeline because of this. You know what? I can listen to that kind of stuff. I want cheaper gas, but you know, if you can't give me cheaper gas, I understand why I get some stuff. I don't think there's anything you can say to me and go, nah, you know what, man, we're going to go ahead and forfeit that integrity thing because we want this. You got to have a little class, a little dignity to you. Or what's the point in doing anything else if you can't do it with some integrity? What are you laughing at? You okay?
I'm good.
Sorry. 654 Roar, Northland Communication phone lines. Drake is in Anderson, South Carolina. Hey, Drake, thanks for being so patient, man. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing great. How about yourself?
Man, blessed. Very blessed.
Okay. I want to make a quick point about the, you know, the subject you were talking about with the, you know, the integrity in basketball. What do you think about a lot of this energy that's going on with the cheating and the lack of integrity? Do you think the greed at the top is kind of trickling down into everybody, and now everybody's trying to get their piece of the pie, you know, due to the fact that, you know, the top is making so much profit, like, you know, so now everybody else is saying, I need to get my piece of the pie, and they know they can't get it, like, directly, so they're trying to do a little... Wait, it doesn't justify it or make it right, but you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This is what's creating that energy, you know?
Well, think about it like this, and I thought Brad Brunell made a great point at his press conference, Drake, and you bring up a very good point here. Brad Brunell said in his press conference that Mark Fox at Georgia got fired, and, you know, all he had to do was, and he was making $2 million a year, all he had to do was play the game a little bit, right? And maybe he wins a couple more basketball games a year. Maybe he gets one or two more players, wins three or four more basketball games a year. And for every year he does that, he can put $2 million in the bank. Georgia's not a basketball power. But for his family, for his occupation, for his reputation, he can go win a few more basketball games. So, you know, make two more years, that's $4 million himself he makes. And so, for every time, Will Wade's a young guy at LSU, right? Will Wade's trying to make a big scene in college basketball, and he's already done that at VCU, and now, you know, he signs him a $5 million contract at LSU. You know, there's incentive to go out there and cheat through this stuff. So, yeah, I think you make a great point.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate your show, and you have a good morning.
Thanks, Drake. Call more often. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Right. I mean, it makes sense, right? But the issue here is we don't have deterrence. I was talking to a former college basketball coach last night, and he said in the 70s, I think it's the 70s, it might have been 80s, Kentucky was being investigated in basketball. Now, Zach, get this. The lead investigator in the Kentucky case comes back with notes, or comes back and said, we couldn't find any wrongdoing in Kentucky basketball. A few months later, he's hired as an assistant AD at Kentucky. I mean, even the people doing the investigating are on the take. In this case, like, the cops are on the take. You got dirty cops. What are we doing? 654 Roar. Mike is in Anderson. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. Hope you are. You got your blood pressure medication with you, Mick. I'm more worried about you.
I need it, man. I need it.
Okay. Let me ask you a question here on this basketball thing, and I am with you 100%. I've read all of this stuff. I hear what you guys say, and I tell myself, I'm done with basketball. I'm sick of it. I can't stand it anymore. We know that there's no implications whatsoever that Brad Brownell has cheated. He's clean and all of these things. But come late January, early February, if North Carolina comes to town, Duke comes to town, whoever, a big game, I'm going to be sitting there and screaming and yelling as loud as anybody. Did we as fans, because of our love for the game and because we shell out the money to go to the games and we watch it on TV, did we not help create this problem? Am I even close there, or are we partially responsible?
Oh.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Look, Mike.
Even though I hate what's going on, I'll be there to watch it come late January, early February.
Mike, I'll tell you what's happening here. People are buying the basketball shoes. People are buying the tickets. People are watching it on TV. People are going to games. And so, yeah, it's our fault for doing it, but I'm telling you, I'm done with it. I'm done.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Mickey. But I say that right now because it's football season.
Right.
And I've come to the point over the last few years, and I knew all this cheating was going on. We all did. There just was no proof of it. And you say, nah, I'm done with it. I'm not going to do it anymore. But come March Madness, come ACC tournament and all these things, most fans like myself who say, I'm done with it. I'm not watching anymore. Come that time of the year, I will be watching, and it just makes me feel kind of like a hypocrite, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, thanks Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Mike's point through that is the reason we're watching sport is for entertainment. The reason we watch sport is because we pull for our teams and we feel a close connection and bonds, all this kind of stuff. But as a fan, we ought to know that going into it that you're pulling for good guys doing good things. And not, you know, the kids are getting education, the kids are getting good coaching, good development, and they're getting a good experience. Not because somebody outbid somebody. Not at all. It ought to be that, what'd you pay, $100,000? We paid $200,000. We'll get this. We'll be a better basketball team because our shoe company is going to offer more money for a kid to come here. So it's absolutely disgusting. If I were to watch bad people do bad things, there's enough other aspects of life I could go get involved with. Part of the reason why I love sports is because there's so many good, positive things out there, and it gets my mind off the real bad stuff that's going on. Remember the movie Casino where it says, wait a minute, they're skimming from us? They're skimming the skimmers. I'm trying to get away from the bad stuff. Billy's in Anderson, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Billy. Thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
Very good, Mickey. Hey, listen, I'll ask you a question. You know, how many players is on a team right now? What, 14, 15 on the roster?
Yeah, in basketball, like 13, 15, 13, 14.
Okay. What about, let's say, the starting five up there. Let's say two of them got money and the other three didn't. I mean, first of all, we got to put our – what are these other players feeling that didn't get money, that came up there the right way, you know, that didn't ask for no money? What if these other three players just passed the ball around and didn't give it to these other two players, you know, that took money? You know?
It's a great point.
I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. These other players, I just wonder how they feel. I mean, if they're sitting on the bench and they're playing and stuff and they done it the right way, and then all of a sudden they see a guy on their team that's playing on the same court with them that they got $100,000, $200,000, I mean, how do they feel towards that player?
Billy, let me,
that's
let me,
what I'm thinking about.
That's a great point, man. That's a very good point. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Zach, two Saturdays ago, I'm at Winston-Salem. And we go by this restaurant, and it's very good food, by the way. And we're standing at the bar. Oh, I got we walked into Soul Food, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, man, I never been here. What's good? He goes, oh, I'm going to set you up. Got me some baked chicken, got me some macaroni and cheese, got me some collard greens. It was good. And so I'm standing there, right? Me and my buddy, Tiger Dave, were standing there. And this tall guy comes in with Wake Forest basketball shirt on. And we got Clemson gear on, right? And he goes, hey, you here for the game? I went, yeah, man. How you do? I said, you play basketball? He goes, yeah. He's a sophomore. I don't want to tell you. He told me his name. He told me where he's from. And I don't want to tell you anything else about it because I want to, you know, I don't want to, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. Embarrass him?
No. Yeah. Something like that.
What's his name?
I'm not going to, I'll tell you off the air. Anyway. I said, hey, man, let me ask you something.
Oh,
I said, are you good? He goes, yeah, that's pretty good. He said, I started as a freshman here. I went, good. He's going to sophomore year. So good, man. It's awesome. Average about 8 a game, 9 a game, something like that. Something. Like that. Anyway, probably I told his name now. I said, "Where are you from?" He goes, "You know," he told me where he's from, and I said, "Would you? Who else do you consider?" He goes, "UCLA, Maryland, Virginia, maybe somebody else, and Wake Forest." And I said, "Why'd you choose Wake?" He goes, "Well, I like Coach Manning." I said, "Coach," I said, "Can y'all still take Coach Manning?" And on the court, he goes, "Yeah, man, he's a little old now. He doesn't go full court, but half court, he's still really good." You know, we're joking about it, right? I said, "Man, let me ask you this." I said, "It's college basketball stuff. That stuff go on?" He goes, "Yeah, it kind of goes on." I went, "You get offered money like that?" He goes, "No, I didn't get offered anything." I went, "No, man, really, like, I'm not going to tell anybody." He goes, "No, seriously, I didn't get offered any money." He said, "But I do know people that did. That's the talk in the circles that it did. So I know it goes on, but, like, he didn't." He said he didn't. So he's a good player. That's why I still think you're only talking about not that many players, but the players that are taking to a Final Four, right? The Bagleys, the Williamsons, you know, the Fultzes, the true difference makers. Those are the ones that are demanding and getting that kind of money. Let me be clear about this. According to Merle Code, Zion Williamson's camp, family, dad, himself, whatever, was asking for money, asking for housing, and asking for jobs. And as far as I'm concerned, if you do those kind of things, you ought not be able to play college basketball. If that's what you're looking for, I'm done with you. Sorry, Zion. Sorry. Done with you.
Done.
Done. All right. We got to take a break.
We do.
Priority One Security, PriorityOneSecurity.com. It's priority, the number one, security.com. We absolutely love it here. Yesterday, Zach, you informed me that when we came in, there's a little thing I got to do with the code coming in.
Yep.
I didn't know those kind of things. High-tech stuff.
Yep.
Our little thing out there tells you, like, weather, tells you where you're going, that kind of stuff. Probably, I'd imagine, I don't know if you really knew this or not, but probably Ben Milstead and upper management, those folks, they're probably watching us on cameras right now. On the show.
You're number one.
Probably doing that right now. And so, bottom line is that it's the technology. We love it here. We think it's great here. We feel very safe here in a crazy world. My home, my family, we love that as well. I can look at my phone right now, look at cameras on my home right now. Really cool stuff. Priority One Security, PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Let's do one more open phone line segment. I got a bunch of tweets to get to, a bunch of texts to get to. I'll try to get to as many as we can. We'll have our power rankings later on. James Henderson from PacPride.com is going to preview Clemson and NC State from NC State's standpoint. Love for you to come back. More right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
This fall, our healthcare team wants you to experience freedom from symptoms like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea. Join clients like Anne, who has taken off her metformin and lost over 100 pounds. Sandy no longer has IBS symptoms, and she had them for 27 years. Lonzo lost 200 pounds and has kept it off for over 2 years. Huck is off his CPAP machine, and his doctor took him off his high blood pressure medication. The healthcare works, and we want to help you take your life back. It's so easy. You don't have to go to the gym. And there's only two things you can't have. You can even have fast food. Don't wait. Book your free consultation today. And this week, you can buy one program, get one free. That's two for the price of one. You can even start the health dare after all the Halloween candy. Just come in this week to receive our fall special. Grab your spouse or a friend and come on in for our fall special. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Book your initial consultation with the health dare today. Go to iDareGreenville.com.
Join Walt at Crescent Builders of Easley this Thursday from 3 until 7. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and road rage this Thursday from 3 until 7 at Crescent Builders of Easley. 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway across from Hotspot. Be there.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable chicken supremes. For a limited time, get a chicken supreme snack with four supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Cars cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Focus SE four-door, just $15,999. And remember, George Coleman Ford never charges any document fees. See the 2018 Focus SE today. Cars do cost less and travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $4,000 in rebates, plus sales tax and tax.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands.
We want integrity.
Give me a break, man. The game is so much better when it's the Pittsburgh Pie season. Julius Erving. How about the one guy off the air that want to argue about the Yankees do the same thing? Yeah, they sure do. First of all, the Yankees don't buy players anymore, but yeah, they sure do. Because it's called professional sports.
I'm a big basketball fan. I don't know if you know
that. I hate basketball.
I don't know if you know how big of a basketball fan I am.
I hate it because it's a bunch of scumbags.
I'm a basketball guy. I won't hear a bad word about it.
David's in Liberty, 654 Roar. Good morning, David. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Morning, Mick. I don't usually call in about once or twice a year, and most of the time I listen, but this kind of intrigued me. And I got to thinking about this, and I wanted to discuss it. Not, it's going to kind of sound like I'm blaming somebody, but I'm just going to try to use our local coach as an example. Since we recruited Zion Williamson and Merle Code and whoever these guys are is calling all this out, why don't our coaches have some integrity and call it out when it's presented to them for this money and stuff? Is there some kind of code that they can't? There's some kind of coaching code where you don't say anything or something? If you really care about the game when it's presented to you and you really worry about integrity and all this stuff, why don't they call it out when it's brought to their attention? Or he comes up to Coach Brown Allen and says, listen, I need money and jobs and yada, yada, yada. Why don't these coaches call this stuff out?
David, I agree with you 1,000%. See, but
so what do you think the answer is?
Well, I think the answer is the code, it's the bro code thing, you know? It's the
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about you love the game and you want it cleaned up. Then
I know that's
hateful talk, but I mean, if Brad Brunell and all these guys talk about how clean they are, well, if you clean and you really love the game, you got money in the bank. If they fire you because you called something out or you get sued or whatever, man, you're good. If you really love the game, call it out.
Totally agree. Couldn't agree more. 100%. Now you're talking.
Do you think anybody ever had the fortitude to do it?
I would hope they would. Now, you're talking about you're going to be the big villain of basketball if you try to bring down Mike Krzyzewski and,
right.
You know, those kind of icons.
But do you love the game? But do you love the game? Mitch, you said you love the game. Does Coach Brownell, or I'm just using him, I'm not calling him out, but does that coach love the game enough to where they say, oh, man, I can't stand this. I can't stand to see the game. Well, really, do you really can't stand that, or are you wanting to – it's kind of that thing that you can't stand it enough as long as you can keep your piece of the pie.
Right.
And, yeah, you're clean on your end. Your hands are clean. You haven't done anything wrong, baby. Let's just say as far as our coach. But do you really love the game? Or are you comfortable with what's going on as long as you're not cheating? You keep your piece of the pie, but you keep hush-hush when these things are presented to you like Zion Wilson. If he asked it from Duke, you know he asked it from Clemson.
100% agree with you, David. 100% agree with you.
That's what I'm calling out, Mickey Plotter. I'm not calling out anybody else. I'm not calling out the fans for going. I'm calling out, if you know another, hey, guess what? If enough of these coaches do that, Mickey Plotter, then guess what? We'll know when all these guys go to certain schools, we'll know exactly which schools are cheap and which ones need to be investigated all the time.
I think we already know that, but now the other thing is, and this is a good point that a texture just made up, these guys have been so good at it for so long that while they didn't know their text messages were going to be permissible and or sometimes not permissible in with the FBI, they still have these text messages. And now remember this, some of these coaches have these burner phones. They're really good at this. And so you speak in these little codes, but it didn't sound like code to me when Will Wade made the statements he made about the kid from Florida. It sounded like he knew, hey, we can get this thing done. You know, like he wasn't careful enough, but like they're not having a conversation.
For how? I don't know how many emojis they throw up in dollar signs and a little house and some job signs or something, but I don't know how many of them signs they got. But I just think, and I'm not really trying to call out Coach Brown now because I think he's a great guy. But, Coach, it starts with you, brother.
I agree.
If you know these things that's going on, I hope you listen.
I
totally
agree.
If you want to clean this game up, clean it up all the way, brother. I know you ain't – I know for pretty sure that you're not cheating, but if you know this stuff, call it to the carpet. If you love the game,
100%.
That's all I got to say about it.
100%, David. Best call we've had here in a long, long time. You're doing future generations a favor by whistleblowing, calling it out, getting it done. Now, the thing is, you got to have proof, and yeah, these guys are really good at it, and you didn't hear it yourself, but you know what's going on. And I'm not talking about writing a book and profiting off of a book. I'm not talking about going on 60 Minutes and let 60 Minutes make money. I'm talking about coming out and saying it. Here is what is going on. Now, Brownell kind of did that a little bit, didn't he? At his opening up there at the Reserve the other day?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, without naming names.
I don't totally agree with this, though.
Why not?
It's not his place. He doesn't need to do that.
Do you love the game?
Sure. Then you do things the right way. If you want to make mistakes, it's not your place to police them. You're a coach at Clemson or a coach at Virginia Tech or a coach at South Carolina, whatever you are.
But you're losing to them. You're losing players to them, aren't you?
You got
to
believe the system's going to get them at some point, and this should get them.
But it hadn't gotten them.
They haven't had an FBI investigation before.
If I'm Mark Fox, now that I'm fired at Georgia, mm-hmm. I come out and I go, you know what? I am blowing the whistle through all this. Here's what's happening. Player A got this by school A. Player B got this by school B. Here's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he makes a great point. If you truly love the game, do what's right for the game. Not what's right for your bro code. Not what's right for your coaches. Oh, you remember the coaches committee? It said, coaches, it's a fraternity. Snitches get stitches. You know? You're not supposed to. It's kind of an unwritten rule. You don't know. You know what? They're breaking the written rules.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break the unwritten rules. You ever had a situation like one of your friends was doing something wrong and you didn't tell them?
Yep.
But if you knew a bunch of your friends were doing it, when we, you know, I don't know. That's not really apples to apples, though.
That's 100% apples to apples.
It is?
Isn't it?
I'm not friends with somebody who's cheating against me to try to steal money and steal stuff from me.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably more of an apples to oranges kind of thing.
Right.
But
right.
You've been in that situation before, haven't you?
I don't know, man.
Haven't you?
See, that's different. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I got a full bank. Let's get them all if we can. Ken's in Powdersville. Ken, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mick.
Yes.
My question deals with John Swofford. I mean, John Swofford had to know this was going on.
Everybody knew it.
How much was he getting paid off? How much was he protecting those two schools?
I don't think he's getting paid off.
He be fired.
I don't think he's getting paid off, but he knew it. And you know what? He was benefiting from it, and all of his schools are benefiting from it. So he turned a cheek. Everybody turned a cheek. Everybody knew what's going on, and everybody turned their cheek to it. They turned the other cheek and stuck their head in the sand and said, we don't want to know. I don't want to know. No, you know what? I do want to know, because I don't think, and Ken, I appreciate the phone call. It's a good point. I don't think that it's too much to ask for integrity. Paul is an entry, 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. You know, you were talking about the basketball story on ESPN. I love that thing, Mickey. It's great. I mean, I know basketball's there, but let's remember, if you watch this thing, and which I already knew this, college basketball's been dirty since the 50s and 60s. Point shaving, North Carolina State was involved in it. Several schools, they brought... You had the New York teams in the early 50s that people went to prison because of this. You had one guy that was, getting players up and paying them and all that, and he went to prison. Hey. College basketball, it ain't like it just started. It's been crooked. I mean, it started out being crooked. I mean, not people getting fired. I'm talking about people going to prison, basketball players going to prison.
That's even more the case then,
sure.
Man. If you know it, if it's been going on all along, just clean the thing up. You got a chance to do it now, you know?
Your last caller, that was one of the smartest calls I've heard in a long time. I mean, I've never thought about that. Well, yeah, why don't just stay in Coach Brunell or South Carolina's basketball coach. Why if somebody approaches, why don't you go, hey, this guy's dirty. You know, they're trying to get money off of Clemson. And, maybe that'll deter some of it. You know, maybe people will quit doing it. Yeah. You know, they'll say, well, I can't approach coaches now. I guess they know what coaches like Coach K and people like that, they can approach, because they're not going to say anything.
Yeah, I think
that makes me hate Coach K even more now. I can't stand him but again with him and filthy mouth.
Mike Krzyzewski says, it's a blip on the radar screen. It's minute. It's not really what's happening out here. Yeah. Yeah, we believe that. Paul, appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654-ROAR. Chad, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Oh, good. Mick, if your son, when he's in kindergarten one day, cusses out his teacher, that's going to be a reflection on you, right? So what bothers me the most is you were saying earlier about a lifetime ban. I mean, these head coaches, have this plausible deniability, right? I think the rule should be this. If one of your assistants or your director of basketball operations or anybody on your staff that's underneath you does something, then you get penalized. And you get the lifetime ban. So that way you don't hire these dirtbags. That way there's just unbelievable accountability that if somebody on your staff does something wrong, you're done forever. And I promise you, Mickey, the cheat will stop. And I'll love the topic. We'll hang up and love
appreciate you. The phone call, Chad. That's exactly right. When I was a kid, Zach, and I don't know what this is. I don't even know if this really happens. Were you told this as a kid about stealing that in certain Middle Eastern countries? If you steal, they chop your hand off.
Yes.
And everybody here has two hands?
Yep.
That's called deterrence.
And you're also taught, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, right?
Right. But that's actual deterrence.
Do you want to cut people's hands off?
If someone said, cut Mike Krzyzewski's hands off because my house cleaned up, I'll be the one that breaks out the old...
You'd be sharpening that old butcher knife?
Yeah, I'll do that. To clean up basketball? Yeah. He's got another one. Rat face.
Come on, man.
Guy's got a family.
Yeah, wife that cusses referees like crazy. Don't. You forfeit the right to say anything about integrity if you're Mike Krzyzewski. If you're, obviously, if you're Rick Pitino, if you're Will Wade, if you are Bill Self. My, I'm going to read it to you quickly. This is from a friend of mine in Kansas right now. I said, what are Kansas people thinking about Bill Self right now? On a text last night, they all think that Bill Self is innocent and is pure driven and is pure as driven snow. And I think all this is BS. They think those texts don't mean anything. He goes, I think every single school is doing it. We have a very small contingent of Adidas and this guy's school is being investigated. All shoe companies are doing it. I agree with that. He goes, I don't think the NCAA would do anything. I agree with that. But right now, Kansas fans can read the Bill Self stuff and go, oh, he didn't really mean that. He didn't say that. Bill's lily white. Bill's clean. Really? Really? So Bill Self, who hires, what's the cat's name? Assistant coach. The assistant coach is saying, hey, if that's what it takes, Merle Code tells a Kansas assistant, Zion Williamson's camp is asking for money, asking for jobs, and asking for housing for his parents. Or parents or someone for the family. Somebody's asking for it. You don't know exactly if he means Zion or Zion's dad or stepdad or whatever. They're asking for this stuff, right? The assistant coach said, to get him here for 10 months, yeah, we need to make that happen. They get five stars every single year. They get McDonald's All-Americans every single year. And you're telling me that Bill Self doesn't know anything at all? And that Bill Self's lily white through all this? Again, Zach Orr, you're peeing on my leg and telling me it's raining. Do I look like an idiot to you? Do you take me for a fool?
The jester's hat doesn't help when you wear that every day.
I knew I shouldn't wear the jester hat today. All right. We've got to take a short break. Greg Wells over at Kiwi Financial Group wants to help you out. In case you don't have a son that is worth $200,000 a year to play college basketball and you do need an actual retirement plan, let the folks at Kiwi Financial Group take care of you. Do you know now about your retirement and about this Social Security and your benefits, that if you're an individual, there's 97 different ways you can begin your benefits. If you're a married couple, there's 388 ways. If you are divorced or widowed or have minor children, there's additional choices on top of that. You're talking about 400 altogether. This is crazy to think about. You worked all your life, saved all your pennies, and now it's time to retire. Don't make a mistake when reaching the finish line. Let Greg Wells and the folks at the Kiwi Financial Group take care of you. Their mission is to have a positive influence on clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next to Max Drive-In, 654-5043, 654-5043, or visit their website, kiwifg.com. I did this the other day, Zach. I need to work 15 more years. That's what I figured out. So, 65.
15 more years?
15 more years is what we're going to do. I thought I'd do 20. I'd like to do 20. Maybe they get tired of me in 20. They might get tired of me in 20 minutes.
You figured out 15 more years with the kid.
Yeah, 15 more years.
This is only with one kid, though.
That's true.
You know?
20. Okay, let's say 20.
We're on to 25.
I might get a bullet in the back of the head from a little rat face out there, too. So, who knows? That life
insurance. Come on, man. Come on.
Who knows? Wouldn't put it past anybody on this stuff. If you're on hold, hang on. Short break. We'll come back. James Henderson at 825. Some SEC power rankings as well. A lot to do. More right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. Join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Dyer Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Riding is a passion passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
This fall, the temperature may be dropping, but the Cooper Take the Money and Ride promotion is just heating up. From October 1st to October 31st, you can claim a Cooper Tires prepaid virtual account or card worth up to $100 when you buy a new set of four qualifying tires. Choose from great options like the long-lasting CS5 Grand Touring, the durable Discoverer AT3 family of tires, or many other reliable Cooper tires. Learn more at CooperTires.com and stop by at Pendleton Tire, 906 South Mechanic Street.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Tune in Thursdays as Murdoch Superstores welcomes our weekly conversation with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. He'll bring us updates on the Bulldogs, the Yellow Jackets, and the Falcons. Thursdays with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. Brought to you by Murdoch Superstores in Livonia.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Walt Diptula here. Join me live on location at Onward Reserve in downtown Clemson this Friday from 3 to 7. Come check out why Onward Reserve is your newest destination for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories. Onward Reserve is here to help you look and feel your best. Live authentically. Shop Onward Reserve and experience the difference. And that's Road Rage live this Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson. Come grab a slice of pizza and hang out with Walt and Ramona. We'll see you there.
Join Kwok and Kelly this Thursday from 12 until 3 at Subway on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson and help support the All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness. Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney will also make an appearance this Thursday at Subway on Tiger Boulevard from 12 to 3.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Slammed
as a kid, I never really had a big jacket. Like a big, huge winter parka.
Because you live in the South.
Right. Well, I need one now because it's 12 degrees over here.
Because you don't need one.
But in the last couple of years, they come up with some really nice, big, huge winter coats over at Tiger Sports Shop. Both locations. I went to both locations the other day. It's kind of sick of me to do that. But College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard. And so, you know, I told you I had this big gift certificate from my mom and dad for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saved it because the one they had last year, they didn't have my size. They ran out by the time I got it in Christmas. And so I went there and asked the other day, I said, hey, you got this? So, yeah, they've got a new one in there, and they got this little system. You can zip this little vest into it and all kinds of stuff like that. Anyway, I finally got it. For the first time in my life, I have a big winter coat, a big winter parka.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one.
For the 3 days it's cold enough to wear it down here?
No, I'm going to Boston in a couple of weeks. Right? What?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, look, let me tell you something. Did you see where it's going to be 36 degrees Sunday night?
Good. We need some kind of cold out here from this miserable
heat. Can I wear my thing if it's 36 degrees?
Are you going to be outside camping overnight? Or are you going to be inside under the covers with the heat on?
I'm not going to be camping.
So?
36.
So, no.
No.
But you like it? You like it a lot?
I like it a lot.
Well, good.
Sports Shop.
I'm happy.
Goodbye, see you. Good folks.
Which one did you buy it at?
I bought it at the Tiger Boulevard location.
I, too, am a Tiger Boulevard
shopper. That's your store.
Mm.
You don't even mess with those people downtown now.
I think less of the people in the downtown store than I do on the Tiger Boulevard location.
Not me. I think they're all great. Tiger Sports Shop. All right. Texture, I think, tries to make a decent point on this thing, saying pay the players. You can't expect to make millions off of free labor, not shoe deals, but pay the kids. And I answered back, they already make a stipend of between $2,000 and $5,000 a year. That's pennies on the hour for what these kids make, what they put in. But remember this, this is not a job. This is amateur athletics. And this is your education to find a job, to get a job when you're all said and done. They're already making, I don't know, what's a Duke education worth? $80,000 a year? They're only going for 1 year, but if you go for 4 years, it's $320,000 in education already. And then they're getting $5,000 a year in a stipend. Here's the problem with paying them, okay? Let me tape this right here, Zach, and let's put this thing to bed. The problem with paying players more than a cost of attendance stipend between $2,000 and $5,000 a year, if you said, okay, how much you want to pay them, Zach? How much? What's the most you want to pay a college basketball, college football player?
The most you want to pay them?
Yep.
A living wage in the state of that they're attending. So, what is that here in South Carolina?
So, but all college students, we give every college student the living wage now. We go. Bernie Sanders, we're going to give everybody all the same money?
You asked for an opinion. I'm just, you asked a question. I'm just giving you an answer.
You're going to pay every college, so you can pay the college basketball players $35,000?
Let's say $35,000, sure.
Okay. Now, that means you got to pay football players
mm-hmm.
$35,000.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got to pay swimmers $35,000.
Mm.
Because you got Title IX out there. You got to pay all your female athletes $35,000.
Sure.
So that, now you don't want, so what you're telling me is you don't want women's sports anymore. Because you can't afford all that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did $35,000, how many student athletes does Clemson have?
I have 600? No idea.
Let's go 600. You know, you're going to pay $2 million in salaries to athletes now? I don't know, man. That ain't happening. The final point about paying $35,000 a year to these guys or whatever, somebody's going to pay them $36,000, and somebody's going to pay them $50,000, somebody's going to pay them $60,000, somebody's going to pay them $70,000, somebody's going to pay them $100,000, somebody's going to pay them $200,000.
Sure.
You see?
Sure.
You're never going to stop. The scale goes up. Well, if you just pay them, that'll stop. No, because somebody's going to pay them more. That's the thing about the jersey sales. Well, pay them what they're making jersey sales. Well, okay, well, if you go to Alabama, you're going to make $200,000 on your jerseys. You go to Ohio State, you're going to make $250,000. You go to Indiana, you're going to make $10,000. So where are you going to go? Come on, man. You can't pay. You're not going to pay. Because it's not going to stop. It only increases the incentive to pay even more and more and more and more and more. It's an extremely flawed argument. to North Augusta, South Carolina, where Josh is listening on the app or on the I don't think our signals in North Augusta today are on the computer. Good morning, Josh. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
First time caller.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I've got a good idea. The NCAA can just go ahead and fire all the high shot lawyers and investigators they got. Just get rid of them. You hire one handler, and you pick out a couple of these hot shot seventh graders and say the next 5 or 6 years, you're going to be approached, get their family, and say, whatever deal you can negotiate, we're going to pay you twice. You're going to get twice whatever your deal, best deal you can negotiate. You record all the conversations, and we'll know exactly what's going on. What do you think about that?
I like it, man. Just go get it to grassroots level to seventh grader. Somebody yep. made a...
Well, I mean, you got to catch them early. They might be getting paid at sixth grade. I don't know. You might have to check it third point. Grader.
Somebody sent a text message in and saying, hey, man, how you can do this thing is you go to these AAU coaches. We know they sell their souls. Offer a little bit of cash to sell each other out. Look, there's something about that FBI investigation that kind of holds a little bit of water to it. You know what's crazy is the NCAA can't do anything because they don't have the jurisdiction to do all this kind of stuff. The FBI steps in, and now we're also finding stuff out. We wiretap, and we get records of text messages, and that's how all this cover's being blown. Yeah, in the end, Josh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we got to start all sixth right, graders. Well, then we start fifth graders, yeah.
If you just, you might have a job as a handler if they go with that strategy.
That's it's right.
Probably at least apply.
Josh, I appreciate the phone call.
Right.
Thanks
have
a lot.
Good one.
Appreciate it. Final phone call this hour is from Kenneth. Kenneth, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are too.
First time caller. Good. I really don't think the you're going to really stop all the cheating because it's just like a thief. A thief going to find creative ways to break into your house, rob a bank. And then that's from the top. I mean, even the government is, this government is corrupt. So it's going, in every avenue, there's corruption. And a lot of, you know, basketball is getting a bad rap, but football is just corrupt, just as corrupt. Because you have some grown men to recruit 17 and 18-year-old guys that just got their driver's license. Think about that. Just learn how to drive. And so it's going to be some kind of manipulation among these kids, and it's a hard decision and everything, but it's a lot of money out there. It's not amateur sports no more. It's just not.
Yeah. First of all, football is not the near extent of basketball. Every basketball coach has always told me that, and every football coach has always told me that. And the major reason, and Kenneth, I appreciate the phone call. I hope you have a great day. The major reason, again, is because they don't sell cleats at the rate they sell basketball shoes. The football cleat industry is pennies compared to the basketball shoe industry. For example, the way I understand it, I think I'm right by saying this, that Odell Beckham Jr. has a 5-year, $25 million deal with Nike, about $5 million a year, whereas James Harden has a 13-year, $200 million deal with Adidas in basketball. And LeBron James has a $1 billion lifetime contract with Nike. So it's a lot different. Football, you don't see cleats being sold. It's not the industry that basketball shoes are being sold. But he's right. I mean, people are always going to cheat. But can I at least say that we're trying? Like, you know what? Just let me try a little bit. You know? Just fake that I'm trying a little bit.
Fake it till you make it.
My friends at Katichi want you to come by and have some great golf, have a great time. They look forward to seeing you there. Look forward to entertaining you. Look forward to getting you on the golf course. Man, it is a great time of year. Do you see we have some cool weather coming up? You know what? You go, we're not going to do over at Katichi next week, Zach, me
what's
and
that?
You?
What's that?
A little sweater vest.
Whoa!
Yeah. We put a little sweater, we put a little windbreaker on.
A little sweater vest.
Yeah, we can put a little windbreaker on and go over there and play a little golf.
Oh, boy.
So now I don't know what it takes to get you over there, but you're going to love it. And the food, man, the food's just fantastic. Waterfall Grill, I love it, my time over that way. Hey, sneak out, get over, play some golf, make some arrangements, do your outing over this way. Stay. If you're coming to town for the Clemson-NC State game, George has got an off weekend this weekend. Sneak over to Katiche. You're going to love it. I promise you, you'll love it. CATECHEE.com. Love for you to come back. Hour number 3.